Welcome everyone back to the Brocast. I'm David Woods from Bruin Report Online, the UCLA site on the 24/7 Sports Network, and I am coming to you after UCLA's blowout of Colorado on the road. UCLA final score 45-17 over Colorado doesn't really give a great indication of how non-competitive that game was. Colorado is, in my opinion, and this is, you know, a bold call, the worst team UCLA has played this year. And yes, UCLA did play a bad FCS school. Colorado is inept. They are horrible. One junk time touchdown made this look a little bit more palatable, but that's a really, really bad team. They're bad on both sides of the ball. UCLA, in competitive play with Dorian Thompson-Robinson on the field, they were right around 10 yards per play. And for the first half, I think it was 12. This was insane. Colorado's defense, awful. And then Colorado's offense, that McCown kid can play a little bit. I think UCLA's secondary made him look a little bit better, actually, than he is. That offense is horrible. I mean, how many times did Lincoln Kennedy, who's a very bad color guy, but how many times did Lincoln Kennedy cite the bad route combinations from Colorado where they would have two guys in the same area? That offense is just broken. Just a very terrible offense. And McCown was throwing a couple of moon balls that just, you know, misplayed by the UCLA secondary. Otherwise, those are either picked off or broken up. That was like half of his like competitive offense was two moon balls that John Humphrey should have made a better play on, and then one where Devin Kirkwood just got beat. But I don't think he's any great shakes, is my point. But the game, I mean, it went pretty much exactly the way I was expecting. Perhaps a little bit slow going in the first half. I think it was the way Colorado was playing. They weren't doing boom or bust stuff. They were just getting 2.5 yards of play, which was enough to sustain a drive early because UCLA wasn't creating anything negative in that first quarter or so. And then there were some boneheaded penalties, and also some just horrible calls from, of course, Mike Mothershed's crew. People kept talking, oh, well, Colorado's offense, they're moving the ball. When they were moving the ball, they were averaging like 3 yards of play. That's not sustainable offense. And so you knew that the wheels were going to come out from under that cart, and they did. But it was kind of unnerving, I think, early for UCLA fans to see Colorado, well, they're actually holding the ball and moving it. But the offense was horrible even then. Like they had, at one point, I think they had 19 plays for 39 yards. It's just that they were getting them in chunks of 2 or 3 yards and not getting, you know, enough negative plays. But, Colorado's a very, very bad team. They're not going to win a game this year. UCLA did exactly what it was supposed to, which is blow them out. They covered the spread by 6 points. Just functionally, the exact way a game like this should go, the same way they did this to, you know, Bowling Green or South Alabama, or Alabama State. And it came on the road in the Mile High environment. So you've got to give them credit for that. The run game was awesome. I will note that UCLA averaged 7.3 yards per rush, which is 0.1 yards per rush fewer than Colorado allows on average. So let's keep that in mind. But of course, that includes one team run for loss, which was, I think, a kneel down at the end of the half. UCLA's offense, yeah, so it was Zach Charbonnet had two really incredible runs, which I think really spoke to how poorly Colorado tackles and played its defense. But he was putting moves on guys and making them look silly. This is probably, weirdly, the most running Dorian Thompson-Robinson's done this year, the most pure designed running. I shouldn't say designed running, but optional running, where he had, you know, a read to make and he would make the read to keep, which may have gotten him hit enough that he, you know, was looking a little wheezy in the middle stretches of this game, and then I think went out maybe a series earlier than Chip Kelly would usually take a quarterback out. But he was on fire. I mean, he was 19 of 23 for 234 yards and 2 touchdowns. Ran the ball really, really well. He was pretty electric. Charbonnet was excellent. And aside from that, I mean, they really didn't have to do a whole lot offensively until the end stretches of the game. I mean, they weren't even at too many plays. They finished with 63 total offensive plays. But in that first half, it felt like they were scoring on like 4 or 5 play drives just constantly. Well, it was 6-7-7 on their first 3 touchdowns. Their first touchdown of the third quarter was 4 plays. Their field goal drive was 4 plays. Their touchdown drive after that was 2 plays. And then their touchdown drive after that was 5 plays. A lot of plays came in the fourth quarter when they were just kind of milking the game away. Ethan Garbers came in and was fine. I mean, he was okay. Made a couple of throws that were weird. I think one thing that I do want to point out is everyone is always there's still a tone on the board sometimes where Dorian makes a single mistake and everyone's like, oh, Garbers is better because he comes in and plays against, you know, fourth stringers. And everyone's like, oh, Garbers is better. But, like, this one, Colorado didn't really pull starters on either side of the ball because they've got to work through their own issues, and Carl Durrell's trying to make his final scores look okay. Apples to apples, Garbers, I don't know how you can look at what he did and look at what Dorian did and say, oh, Garbers is a superior player. And that's not – I'm not knocking Ethan Garbers because I think he's going to be a good player, but – he's not as good as a fifth-year Thompson Robinson. And I still see those posts on the board, and it's just, I don't know what you're watching if you're seeing that. Dorian Thompson Robinson is a fifth-year player who's been very good now for basically 2.5 full seasons. If, you know, you might be just carrying some stuff from the first 2 years still. Colson Yankoff cut a couple of touchdowns. That was awesome. TJ Harden came in junk time and looked great. I want to see him get himself narrow and take fewer big hits. He runs a little bit upright, but that guy runs with a head of steam. He was moving some guys. And again, I didn't see Colorado pull too many starters. Defensively is where, you know, this is where the nitpicks are going to come that people are going to get pissed off about, but it needs to be done. The secondary doesn't look good. Even in this game, it didn't look good. They're playing off guys. They're allowing way too much completion, way too much efficiency, I should say, from opposing passing attacks. I mean, there's no reason this Colorado offense should be able to complete 26 passes, and certainly not for 258 yards. So I think there's some significant issues in that secondary, and it's not just the nickel and diming, you know, playing off coverage. It's also downfield. You know, guys losing awareness, guys, you know, not playing their man, and just, you know, failing at kind of the man-to-man aspects of playing in the secondary. And that's, I would say it's mostly on the cornerback group. I think safety play has been okay. I've liked Mo Osling for the most part. I think Stephen Blaylock's having his best year as a Bruin. But the corner play has been, really subpar, and it's going to hurt them against teams that are competent. Colorado is not competent. It's why we hammered that home in the pregame, and I think it was hammered home for everyone watching this game. They're not competent. So next week is going to be a real test against Washington. That quarterback, that receiving group, it's going to be a different level than UCLA's faced so far. So we'll get our – I think that might be a wake-up call for people who are still trying to hope and pray this defense is quality. I'm having a hard time seeing it. So secondary wasn't great. And then I would say generally tackling was poor again. That being said, this was the first game where we saw real significant disruption from UCLA's defensive front. Leatu Latu, boy howdy. 3 sacks, 3.5 tackles for loss, 1 pass breakup that was nearly one of those Akeem Ayers style pick sixes. Forced fumble. He was devastating for that Colorado offensive line. Just they had no answer for him. I thought the Murphys, was playing really well throughout the game, and then the other one, you know, I thought it was a BS call. I think it should have been a late hit. I didn't really see the targeting. But for the defensive front missing basically everyone in the defensive tackle group and having to play Dovid Magna a ton, having to play Jacob Sykes a lot more, they did okay. in the defensive tackle group. They were moving the Murphy, I think it was Grayson who was still in there. They were moving him in a little bit to play inside, and he had a couple of nice plays from that position. But given what they were playing with, and even the one thing with Colorado is their one comparative advantage offensively is they can run the ball a little bit. And for the most part, UCLA did okay against the run. You got to take out all the sack-adjusted stuff, but their sack-adjusted rush average was 3.1 yards. That's good. That was solid. I don't think you can undersell that. You know, Colorado they shouldn't have been able to throw the ball, which you know you can pin some of that on the secondary, but shutting down the run was a good solid thing given what UCLA was working with up front. You know, so that's you know you got to give them credit. I thought my eyeball test was that Darius Muasau played one of his better games as a Bruin, and John Vons was once again very good. But I'll take a look at that again because linebacker play can get a little bit funky when you watch it over again. And I'm usually watching the lines. So yeah, I mean overall a really nice win, exactly what they needed to do. You know, blew out a really bad team, but that's what you should do against really bad teams. And this was, honestly, I felt like this was maybe the most comfortable blowout of the year. I mean, Alabama State to an extent, but this one felt even more. You know, Alabama State for a second there felt like they had a real pulse. Even when Colorado was driving in the first half, I didn't feel like they had a pulse. I'm like, oh, this is completely unsustainable. That Crawley guy for Alabama State, that had me worried for like half a second there. This one, just nothing. And maybe it's a familiarity with Colorado that I was bringing into it, but this one felt like the most complete blowout for UCLA this year. So very nice win. UCLA should go home feeling good about itself and then head into a real test on Friday against Washington at home. All right, talk to y'all soon.